Brian got in touch. It's Thursday, 10th of August, 67. I'm 13 years old, and Dad said he was going to have a day off work, something he'd never done. And he took me to Frinton and onto the pleasure boat out to the ships. I was excited for weeks before, so the day came. We drove up to Frinton in the Bedford Dormobile, looked up the times of the boats, and then went for a walk round. Crossed the road, caught my foot in a piece of metal, blood everywhere, off to casualty. Needless to say, we missed the boat. I still have the scar of that day, and I still have the tears in my eyes every time I think about it, even now as I'm writing this. Brian, amazing memory. Sorry you didn't make it out then, but your spirit did. Dave, another wonderful show. You are a hero, but what about a record for Ronan, who started it all with Radio Caroline? Well, most certainly. We dedicate this record to Radio Caroline. It's been played earlier on today. No excuses for playing it again. It's the one that started it all on Easter Saturday back in 1964. The first record played on Radio Caroline from the Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones and Not Fade Away. Well, we haven't got long to go now. And we get to the last record that will be played on Pirate BBC Essex. So I want to say thanks to everybody who made this possible, certainly everybody aboard the LV18. And Tony on Hapney Pier said, I'm just listening on my phone to a recording of Robbie Dale in tears after Radio London closed down. It really was a very moving moment. Thanks for your show today. And I'd like to say thank you for the literally hundreds and hundreds of messages, of texts and emails that came flooding into us here on the LV18. It was just impossible to read them all, but they were all very much appreciated. They will all be read, and fantastic that you all managed to get in touch. This one says, Johnny, I was just 9 years old in 1964. I went round to a friend's house where she had this tiny transistor radio. It was playing non-stop music, and to me, I thought this was absolutely amazing. She told me it was Radio Caroline. I went back home and tuned into this new sound on my small radio as well. How fantastic that was. I'm now age 62 and young at heart, but I still remember those early days of non-stop popular music with great fondness. The closure of Radio London was very dark for many of us. That's Pete in West Sussex who's listening online. So, thank you, Pete. And thanks to all the many others who got in touch. Thanks to Keith Hughes and to Norman St. John and Roger Day and Tom Edwards for making this program the way it was. It's been a magnificent day. We end with the Beatles.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made...
The time is now 3 o'clock. And Pirate BBC Essex from the LV18 is closing down.
Welcome. This is Radio Caroline, Pirate BBC Essex, and Manx Radio. Whoever would have thought it, hey?
Pirate BBC Essex. C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E. Caroline, Caroline, Caroline.
And the nation station, Manx Radio, for the Isle of Man. So why have all of these broadcasting organisations come together? Well, 50 years ago, Radio London had just closed down. Caroline remained defiant. We were about to lose Radio 270 and Radio Scotland. The last of the pirates was to be Radio Caroline. And she continued and continues to this day, now with a new community licence that'll broadcast on medium wave back to the area where we wanted to broadcast to, where this station wanted to broadcast to 50 years ago. What on earth was all the fuss about? Hey, why didn't they give Radio Caroline a licence then? What we'll be doing doing in this hour here on Pirate BBC Essex Radio Caroline and Manx Radio is trying to catch up on 50 years in about 50 minutes. Now, let me take you back to those days in 1967. August the 14th, for much of England, was overcast, was cloudy, was wet. It was a miserable day. Now, the people in the Isle of Man had a little bit more fortune. Radio Caroline North broadcast off their shores, and Caroline remained legal, or at least working for Caroline remained legal, for a further 2 weeks. We'll get the story about that from Manx Radio in just a moment. It is a fascinating history, but don't get caught listening to an offshore radio station.
You have been found guilty of listening to an offshore commercial station. This is your 59th offense. Therefore, your punishment must be severe. I sentence you to listen to the BBC Light for the rest of your life.
Anything but that!
Order! Any more of this contempt of court, and it will be the Home Service. That's better.
Sounds a bit draconian, but that really was the way it was. Thank goodness that Caroline continued. That's what many, many, many thousands, millions at the time said. But a lot of people might not realise that Caroline has continued on and off over those years, and other offshore radio stations as well. We'll try and bring you a bit of that history. We're with the BBC, who inform, educate and entertain, and we intend doing that this afternoon with Manx Radio. From Manx Radio is Chris Williams. Chris, you can tell us just a little bit about what happened on the Isle of Man after August the 14th.
Well, after August the 14th, 1967, this had been going on for about a year or so before that, Ray, where the British government had been saying to the Manx government, look, you can't have a radio station broadcasting in your territorial waters. And there was a huge political groundswell of opinion for keeping Radio Caroline off the Manx coast in Ramsey Bay, and you know, Manx, the Isle of Man is an offshore jurisdiction, so we can take our lead from what the British government say and want us to do, but we don't have to do that. So politically, it was a bit of a political punch ball for a while. Eventually, the Lord of Man, who ultimately is the Queen of England, said, no, I'm afraid you have to get rid of Radio Caroline, and there was an order passed in Tymbald which made it illegal for Radio Caroline to broadcast in Manx territorial waters. We had a 3-mile limit in that stage. So, you know, we could have had somebody had the backbone in the Isle of Man, I suppose, in hindsight, could have said, no, actually, we're going to ignore you. But in the event, they didn't. So in 68, the Federation left the Isle of Man.
It's the history of the United Kingdom, the Isle of Man and all other territories. And it could have been so different because of people playing pop music on the radio. What on earth's wrong with that?